Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the wonders of Texas's very own Stonehenge 2 and the Easter Island Heads. We might not all be vaccinated enough or have the funds to travel abroad right now, but Texas takes care of its own with a few sites. We have Paris, Texas, complete with its own Eiffel Tower top of the cowboy hat. However, just outside of San Antonio in Ingram, Texas, you'll find two famous landmarks in a totally strange place. If you've always wanted to see Stonehenge or an Easter Island Moai head, you can hop in your car instead of purchasing a plane ticket. That's because the late Al Shepard and his neighbor Doug Hill have recreated these items for you. In 1989, Doug Hill was working on a back patio in Hunt, Texas. He offered the remaining limestone slab to Al Shepard to use however he liked. Shepard turned the block on its side, monolith style, and then he had an idea. What if he created Stonehenge in his own backyard? No druids were present, as Shepard paid Hill to create plaster and graphite-covered metal mesh with steel frames to recreate the infamous Salisbury Plain site in England. If you go to the real Stonehenge, you may notice a few differences. First of all, Shepard's recreation is about 90% as wide and 60% of the height of the originals. The site is also much lighter than the 4-ton stones in England. The only really super heavy pieces are the two stones in the center, which are real. About a year and a half later, Shepard added two 13-foot Easter Island heads, or Moai, to the area. He planned to go all out with a replica of an Alaskan totem pole, but died in 1994. In 2010, Al Shepard's nephew found a buyer for the property, but he wanted to find a home for the Stonehenge and the heads. Today, the replica is in front of the Point Theater and Hill Country Arts Foundation on Highway 39 in Ingram. They ran a successful fundraising campaign called Save Stonehenge 2 to get everything safely moved to their property. It's usually not super busy, so if you are concerned about still social distancing, you should be A-OK. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you have a wonderful weekend.